by the way, fans, in case you didn't know, the 2010 California Governor's Debate, part of the Dominican Spirit Week, that'll be Tuesday night. We'll have it for you live on radio.dominican.edu. And we will bring you the players now from both squads for University of Hawaii at Hilo, who are 7-3, 2-1 in conference. Under head coach Tino Reyes, and Coach Reyes is assisted by Mike Wilton. The Vulcans are in California. And they'll send the starters out now for the Vulcans. Number three is Katie Swenson, a 5'9" senior. Number five is Hillary Lucy Hurley, a 6'2" junior, and really did a number on the DUs last night. Number six is Emily Tooker, a 6'1" senior. Number seven is Rachel Thornquist, a 5'11" junior. Number 11 is Leilani Ramsey, a 5'9" senior. Number 13 is Patricia Vinay, and she is a 5'8" sophomore. And rounding things out for Coach Reyes is number 16, Kawena Kubi-Otineru. For Coach Stammer, Gail Stammer in her first season with the Penguins, a 2-13, 0-4 in conference, as the non-starters are getting the wave now to the crowd, the starters for the Mighty Penguins. Number three is Hannah Stocking, a 5'10" freshman out of Ashland, Oregon. Number five, Melissa Wise gets a start tonight. Her first start of the season, the 5'10" sophomore out of Novato. Up to this point, injured. Played a little last night off the bench. Tonight, gets the big start, just like Piab gets a start tonight. Number seven is Ashley Pittman, a 5'4" freshman out of Sonora. Also for Coach Stammer, number nine, Lauren Clark, a 5'11" freshman. Number 10 is Rhea Falealili, a 5'9" freshman. Number 17 is Sarah Bain, a 5'9" sophomore. Number 23 is the team captain, Brooke Swingle, the 5'10" senior. We're ready for the national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise. All right, fans, here we go. NC2A volleyball, Penguin style, from Dominican University of California. Brandon Davis is in the house as usual. Here we go, fans. Piobs alongside, Killian in for game two. Stuart Horn with you on the Penguin Leader, broadcasting from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, from Mumbai to Dubai, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. It is radio.dominican.edu, also bringing you live video content on b2livetv.com. for a couple bucks you can help DU Athletics and watch the game live, and you will still hear the world famous DU radio call should you want to go the way of B2. We would appreciate it. Our athletics director here at the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California, is Terry Toomey. Here we go, fans. Referees are in place on the floor. Sue Bernier up on the ladder is Ralph Hernandez. Penguins off to our left, occupying the southern end of the Conlon Center. Penguins moving from the Q to the P on your computer keyboard. Northern end, Hilo, the Vulcans. And I can see Hillary Lucy Hurley. Big smiles, big tattoo on that left shoulder. Hurley did a number on the DUs last night. Hilo in three. Last night, here we go, fans. Side out for the home team, the Mighty Penguins. And serving it up for the DUs will be Sarah Bain, the 5'9 sophomore. Game one. She's out of Aloha, Oregon. So Aloha, the Penguins would like to say Aloha to the Hilos tonight. Hurley, first set, first kill, first point. One zip, Penguins trail. Boy, that was quick. That's Hurley for you. She hurled that thing to the ground. That didn't take long. First service now for Emily Tooker, the 6'1" senior. She's out of Queensland, Australia. That's Piab's hometown, Queensland. Penguins now with a poor leave. and bending down for it. It was Melissa Wise, couldn't do anything with it. It was a very strong serve from way behind the line. Tooker's back there about 15 feet beyond the line. It's a very difficult to handle that serve. 2-zip. Hilo. Now Coach Reyes has come up. He's asked for no flash photography as per the NC2A rules. Here's the next serve by Tooker. Back row, Rhea. Bumped up Bain. Over to Swingle. Pounds it across. Too high in the arms. Somehow, Hilo saves it. Unbelievable save. Penguins now on offense. Brings it up to Wise. Wise with a good move, but not a lot on it. Here's a set over to Hurley. Penguins in trouble. Off the front row. Pretty good. Now it's over to Rhea. Thrown up a wall. Blocked by Kawena Kubi Otanero. And another point for the Hilos.
Check out Kubi Otanero just jumping up and down after that stuff on Faleolili. Incredible.
Here's the next serve by Tooker. 3-zip. In favor of the Hilos. And Tooker takes it into the net. 3-1. The Penguins get their first point of the night on the unforced service error by Tooker. Here's Rhea Faleolili, number 10. She knocks it up there. That's Jenna Fussell's old number for those DU fans of the past. And now the Penguins with a tremendous block. Hannah Stocking throws up a wall. 3-2, Hilo. That's right. Jenna Fussell used to be one of the great outside hitters for the Penguins squad. And now that number 10, worn by Rhea Faleolili. Here we go, fans. Over to the right side. Penguins now on offense. Set up by Bain. Over to Rhea, mid-row. Into the back. Bumped out by the libero player for Hilo. Now they get it over to Hurley. Penguins in trouble. Obtuse angle. Oh, it's inbounds. I thought it was just out. Piop. Point for the Hilos.
Hillary Hurley just giving a number to these Penguins after killing one more.
Well, she is tough. Otanero now to serve. Kubi Otanero goes deep. Oh, no, it hits the back line. The Penguins let it fall, and it's in. 5-2. Oh, man, that was with pinpoint accuracy. Great serve by Kubi Otanero, the 5'10 senior. She's out of Haleiwa, Hawaii. Now the Penguins on offense. A soft little dink by Swingle. Not much on it. Uh-oh. Hurley. Anytime I say Hurley's named, the Penguins are in trouble. But the Penguins field it cleanly. Now across the court. Too much angle. Stocking bit it off. And she couldn't chew it. It's out on the right. 6-2. Hilo.
And she knew she messed up. She touched her chest saying, my fault. But yeah. Now the Penguins are back on D.
Shanked it off the right side of her hand. Just a little too much court. So now the next serve by Otanero. The Penguins get it over. Hilo in control, right side, and Hilo repays the favor. Rachel Thornquist, a 5'11 junior at a Crystal Lake, although I don't know what state Crystal Lake is in because it's not listed on the roster, but I do know she is from Crystal Lake. Regardless, she knocked it out of bounds wide right, 6'3". Penguins trail. Here's the serve, and back over to Thornquist. She does it again. This time, Thornquist converts, 7-3. Game one, Penguin Volleyball on the air. Hurley to serve. Anything to get her out of the front row. Yep. Here's Hurley now way back. She's 20 feet behind the line. Ooh, and Hurley dumps it in the net. Piop, that's two unforced service errors already in the first 11 points of tonight's match.
Yeah, the Penguins are catching breaks, and they need these breaks against Hawaii Hilo, a very dominant team.
Swingle to serve now for the DU, 7-4, Penguins trail. Swingle the senior. Swingle. The captain. Two-year captain is Swingle. Here's the setup now. And Thornquist with another killer. Thornquist is listed at 5'11", Piob. Plays like she's 6'10", as some of us are. 8-4. Penguins trail. She got massive hops, great angle, and put it away. Killed the Penguins there. Vinay now to serve. Patricia Vinay serves off a nice one. And the Penguins, with a killer, thank you, Stocking, slams it across, and here comes Lachelle Roulin, the service, or the veteran, for the service. The serving veteran, in place of Stocking, after Stocking's massive kill. Now she goes back to the bench, Stammer brings her out, brings Lachelle in. Roulin, for the last, well, all of last year, played in the libero position, however, that being taken tonight by Ashley Pittman, as she played it last night. Good block there by the Penguins. Here's Hurley, goes back row, not much on it, very flat-footed, set up by Swingle, softly dinked, quick set, very quickly back at him, Ramsey gets a hand on it, Penguins with the point as Ramsey rammed the net.
Yeah, Penguins are back in it. They're only down by three. So look at the intensity that Lachelle Roulin came with that substitution.
Here's Roulin with the serves. 8-6. Penguins still trailing, but staying very close. Over to the right side. Now Ramsey slams it. Oh, it's inbounds back left corner. Oh, I thought that was wide, but it caught the line. 9-6. Penguins down by three. Service by Katie Swenson, now the 5'9 senior out of Bellevue, Nebraska. Not to be confused with Bellevue, Washington. This one off the top of the tape. Fielded by the Penguins. Over to the left side, Rhea. Rhea into the back row, and it's good. 9-7. DU's creeping back.
Falea Lili's family sitting right on the left side of the Conlin Center, and they're bringing this center into a big fireworks show.
Here we go. Lauren Clark to serve for the Penguins. 5'11 freshman out of Chula Vista. Down south. And the Penguins, Hurley gets it across. The Penguins on offense now. Quick set to Wise. Dug out of the net. Hurley bumps it up. Helped over flat-footed by Kubi Otanero. Penguins on offense. Slammed over by Clark. Dives for it. And a nice dig by Hilo. Back across. Hurley puts it away into the back row. The Penguins all staring at it. Nobody going after it, though. Piab, you have to get a hand on it if you want to block it. And the Penguins couldn't. It was just such a massive hit by Hurley. 10-7. Penguins trail. Here's the next serve by Hilo. Leilani Ramsey. Bumped up by Roulin. Falling for it. Uh-oh. Pittman now gets it across barely. Hurley bumps it up. Back set. Trouble. Penguins with a big block. Saved. Unbelievable save. It's off of the... This is a very interesting ruling here at the Conlin Center. The standards that hold the basketball hoops, though they're up against the ceiling, are in play. That one went up very quickly, came off of it, and Hilo was unable to field it. 10-8, DU's got a break there. Sarah Bain with the serve. Bain gets off a good one. Hurley, big block by the Penguins. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's got to hurt to block Hurley. This one comes off the front row of the Penguins as Wise and Swingle tried to block it. This one ends up underneath the scoring table, 11-8. Penguins trail. Emily Tooker to serve, second time around for Tooker. Tooker stuck it in the net last time. This one is not in the net. This one's way over the net. And here's Rhea with a big slam, but it's blocked by Hurley. And Hurley with the point for the Vulcans.
Well, yeah, that's another point by the Vulcans after Hurley just hurled one in there. Just like what Stu says, but that was an important kill for the Vulcans.
12-8, Tooker. Good serve. Don't use my material, Piab. Okay, Hurley now with the kill. Piab stealing my material.
She curled that one in, Stu.
There you go. 13-8 after Hurley with the curl. Tooker. Oh, holy cow. Tooker with a service ace. The Penguins couldn't do anything with that, Piab.
No, she looked like Tim Lincecum, an ace, and that was another ace she delivered.
Yeah, that was a split-fingered two-seamer. She ripped that one across, 14-8. Penguins trailing now. It's starting to break away. Hilo's starting to break away. Uh-oh, this one's very deep. Took her a little too flat. Piab?
Yeah, possibly the Penguins could catch up on that after that big mental error by the Vulcans.
14-9. Took her been serving very well, but a little bit deep. Oh, no, and Falea Lili dumps it in the net. Oh, no, and the Penguins right after, they cannot take advantage of that unforced service error by Tooker, and they took it right back, didn't they, the Hilos? 15-9. Service now by Kubi Otanero. Penguins field it cleanly. Pittman across flat-footed in the back row. Set up. Penguins in jail. And just as I said that, Rachel Thornquist at 5'11 jumped up about 12 and a half feet into the air and put away the killer, and Coach Stammer could do nothing but call a timeout. It is 16-9. You are listening to NC2A Volleyball, Penguin style, from Dominican University of California. 16-9 on radio.dominican.edu. Here is my partner, Pia.
Now, the Penguins were very close of taking game one. They were so close to 2 points for the game. However, the Vulcans have been doing a lot of killing lately, and now they turned it into a big deficit. It's a 7-point deficit, and the Vulcans are taking control of business right now. So far, it seems like Hurley's been hurling a lot of balls lately, and so has been Ramsey. And another player to look out for was Thornquist, the 5'11 junior. But she plays like she's 6'10, just like my friend Killian Larson. Stu, what do you think about Thornquist?
What do I think about Killian Larson? He's all right. I think Thornquist is a pretty good player, too. Speaking of Killian Larson, one of the centers on Brett Tavani's Penguins basketball team. Those guys are going to get going in November. Here we go, fans. Penguins back underway, running in from the back row, attacking in a huge way as Swingle, but she is blocked. Point Hilo, 16-10. And Wise out. Back in there is Laura and Clark. Oh, check it. The Penguins did get that point. I was wondering how it got to 16-10. So Pittman will serve. Hurley throws it up there big time. Hurley again, as Swingle ended up battling against Hurley. That's something no one wants to do. And now way over to the right side, Swingle with the bump. Now the set, Bane. Left side, Rhea comes up on it nicely. Dug out beautifully by Kubi Otaneru. Hurley, back row, whistle. And the indication is that Hilo gets it. And it was four touches on the part of the Penguins. 17-10. Can only touch it three times, fans. Best of five tonight, as usual. Every time the ball hits the floor, a point is scored. Hurley to serve. And once again, it's nice to see Hurley in the back row to get things started for the Penguins. Hurley, such a dominant force on Hilo's team. And now Hilo hits that antenna on the western side of the Conlon Center, that being furthest away from us here at the opulent broadcasting area, way above center court, as we look down on the area of play. 17-10. Service by Brooks. Swingle hits the back corner as Hilo lets it drop, and the DUs get a good one there. 17-12.
Yeah, the senior knows a lot about the Conlon Center.
Here she is again, and she goes to the exact same place. Yes, she does. She knows quite a bit about the Conlon Center. As Hurley comes in, middle row, and Hurley is blocked right at her feet by Lauren Clark with the winner. And the DUs are right there, 17-13, as Swingle runs up on it. Uh-oh, Swingle with a knuckler, and that one almost ended up in the parking lot, P-up.
Yeah, I guess the Conlon Center fooled her right there, Stu.
Yep, she knows a lot about the place, but unless you hit the ball properly, it's going to float on you. 18-13. Here's the service now by Patricia Vinay. She's out of Monterrey, Mexico. And she throws the ball up 20 feet above her before she lets it come down and catches it on the run. What a tremendous serve by Vinay. Oh, my goodness. We have not seen one of those in the Conlon Center ever in the last 10 years. And she can bring it in a gigantic way. 19-13, the next serve by Vinay. Watch this thing. If you're watching on television, fans, you'll see the ball has got to go out of the frame. She throws it up so high, and then with topspin, it drops right back down like a bullet. And the Penguins now wide left off of the hand of Stocking. Another point credited to the beautiful serving of Vinay. Side out Hilo, 20-13. Red zone, game one. And here she goes with another one. Oh, my gosh. I don't know how the Penguins can even field it at all. And somehow the Penguins keep it alive on a great save by Faleolili. Now the Penguins are in trouble again as it wasn't Hurley. This was Emily Tooker ran up on it. Now Kubi Otaneru right at the feet of Rhea. And Faleolili fell toward it, 21-13. She could not field. It was right off the shoestrings. And here's the next serve by the libero player, Patricia Vinay, the 5'8 sophomore. She bounces it four or five times, 5 feet right of center line. She runs up on it again. Back left corner. Nice angle there by Vinay. That is impressive. Somehow the Penguins dink it over. And now the DUs are in trouble. This one's in the back row, high off the arms. Here's Rhea, goes back row. Vinay with a save. Over to Ramsey with the killer. Ramsey right at the feet of Pittman. Pittman started that thing, that rally there. High in the arms, as we have now another timeout called by Coach Stammer, and a good time to do it as it's 22-13. Here's Pia.
Yeah, Coach Gale just called that timeout to make sure that this game does not get out of hand. Now, on to Patricia Vinay's serve. That's the Monterrey, Mexico way of serving that ball. A huge angle, high in the air, and then she's got the hops to do it, ladies and gentlemen. And not to mention Leilani Ramsey giving this team the energy to kill some balls. She's been doing that a lot yesterday. And check out Kubi Utanero doing some more killing alongside Hurley. That's the big three, ladies and gentlemen. And they've been doing this a lot last night. So we're going to see if they can keep this up for the entire series here against the Penguins.
Unfortunately, Piab, you are dead accurate with your assessment. 22-13, fans, Penguins trail in game one. Stuart Horn, Piab, and Killian Larson, your DU broadcasters for tonight's event. Happy you joined us on radio.dominican.edu and b2livetv.com. Here we go now. Next serve by Patricia Vinay. She throws it up, runs up just as she crosses the line, and another beautiful serve by Vinay. Piab, she is one of the most impressive servers I have ever seen in the Conlon Center. I've been doing this 10 years.
Yes, that Monterey Mexican serve.
I don't know what it is, but you might be right. Piab going cultural on us. And another one of those dive bombing attacking serves that have been so effective. Vinay now with a nice save. And finally, the DUs stop the gushing. 23-14, although I can't quit gushing about the beautiful service by Vinay. Now the Penguins will have the ball.
Well, Stocking just stalked that one right back in their face. Incredible.
23-14 as Stammer comes up. Stammer now wants to rotate Rulin back in place of Stocking. I notice Adam Chavez has just entered the building, ladies and gentlemen. Another one of the stars next to Killian Larson on Tavani's basketball team. Now the Penguins on offense. The Penguins get it over, and Emily Tooker took her deep into the back row. Emily Tooker hit that thing 414 miles an hour on the radar gun. 24-14's game point. Service into the net. Oh, and somehow Swingle, after the Penguins dig it out of the net twice, Tooker finishes the game with a massive right-handed overhead killer. 25-14 in game one. A very short timeout, fans, with 2 minutes and 45 seconds to go. Piab's favorite song comes overhead. And in game two, we will hear the debut of the big fella, Killian Larson. But until then, Piab, your assessment so far of tonight's play.
Well, how about that Australian Emily Tooker? She takes everything to the house today, including two big kills that ended the game. And not to mention Kavina Kubi-Utanero. She seems to be the captain of this squad alongside Hillary Lucy Hurley. They've been having the energy that the Penguins need here today at the Conlon Center. The freshmen have been playing well. Valea Lili, Hannah Stocking, showing off the hops that Killian Larson has on the basketball court. Because Valea Lili's got the hops to dig out the balls, and she's got the hops to kill some balls, and Stocking's got the hops to stuff the balls. Well, this team has a lot of hops, but the injury of Sand and Jessica Jones seems to be hurting this young squad. You need to step up here for the Penguins. At least they didn't make that loss embarrassing, because they actually stepped up and showed some experience. And actually, Lauren Clark digging out balls alongside Ashley Pittman, the libero. They've been playing excellent volleyball to stay with this very tough Hawaii Hilo squad. The Vulcans have been vulturizing this team for four games straight. This is a four-game, they won four straight series here against the Penguins. And well, the Penguins need to step up, because Kubi Utanero, Hillary Hurley, Rachel Thornquist, and Leilani Ramsey have been killing the balls right at the feet of Valea Lili and alongside Sarah Bain. They need to find a way to make that ball not touch their feet and their hands to go over the net. Now here comes the debut of 6'10" Killian Larson.
Well, I'll tell you what, fans. The world has been waiting for this moment. Well, at least the world here at Dominican. Killian, it's nice to have you alongside, my friend.
Thanks, dude. Thanks for letting me join you here.
Are you kidding? This is great. What a thrill it is to have you the big fellow with us here in the broadcasting booth, the opulent broadcasting area here at DU, where we look down on center court from the luxury box way up here. Best seat in the house, way up here, looking straight down practically on center court. We're in the luxury booth, complete with carpeting and electricity. Really couldn't ask for more. This is a great night, except for the fact that the Penguins went down in game one, killer. Here we go now in game two. It'll be side out Hilo. Leilani Ramsey will get things started. She's out of Milton, Washington, and she is a 5'9" senior. Ramsey listed as an outside hitter as they bring the game ball in by Sue Bernier, sent down by the NC2A as our number two referee for tonight, Stuart Horn Piab and Killian Larson. Here we go, game two. Ramsey to serve it. She gets off a masterful opener, and the Penguins, with a little miscommunication, still managed to get off a good one. A back set now over to Kubi Otonero, and killer, the Penguins are down 1-0. The next service now by Ramsey. When I go to you like that, you jump in, jump out. Ramsey now the serve. She gets off a good one in the back row, saved by Pittman. I don't know how. Rhea goes back row. Now the Penguins are going to be on defense. They got trouble. Kubi Otonero with another kill.
She is just an amazing hitter. She hits hard. She looks like Randy Johnson out there throwing 100-mile-an-hour heat with that hit.
Good call. That's a very good call. Two zip. Killian making points in his very first comments. And here's the next serve. The Penguins. Oh, boy. I can't believe how hard she serves that thing, Pion. Piab doesn't even have a microphone, but I'm going to him anyway. Killer, I can't believe how hard she serves that thing.
Neither do I. She's really shown how the 253 does it. That's hometown Washington area.
All right, then. 2-1. The Penguins get it as somehow the DU's scored the point. I don't know. I don't know how. And Rhea with another unforced error. And Piab, for as good as Filet Lili is, she gets jacked. And that's her second unforced service error of the night. And we're only 4 points into game two. You don't expect that. I'm sorry, killer. I went to Piab there, but you don't expect that out of Rhea, who's a very highly touted freshman. So good is Filet Alili. Now the Penguins are on offense, and the killer by stalking 3-2.
She's definitely the phenom freshman that we all know about. She hit that ball really hard. That looked like NASA taking off with the spaceship rocket.
Yeah, good call. Stalking with another killer, 3-2. Deez will have the ball. Ashley Pittman of the 5'4 freshman out of Sonora with a service. Bumped over to Swenson. Now smashed across. The D's are on offense. Forward set. Here's stalking again. Uh-oh, right at us. Good save, Piab. And killer get a hand on it. That one almost took out the entire broadcasting area. But somehow, my guy saved us. Three up, fans. Penguins are tying. Piab and Killian getting into the game. Hurley across. Saved by Pittman. Bumped up Bain. Right side, Rhea. Ooh. Goodness, and a whistle. And the point goes away to Hilo as it was called against Rhea for an illegal hit. 4-3. Here's the service now by Kawena Kubi Otonero. Kubi Otonero is a 5'10 senior, and she has been trouble on the mighty Dominicans tonight so far. Now the set, softly into the middle, saved somehow by Swingle. I don't know how. Rhea, flat-footed, gets it over. Set over to left side, Hurley. Oh, Hurley deep. Hurley deep. 4-4. Hurley, you don't see her do that too often.
Shit, that was too much power that time.
Yeah, a little too flat. Had that thing had the right angle on it, though, it may have damaged the floor. It was going so hard. 4-4. Here is Swingle, net. And the Penguins cannot afford to do this, Killian, to give away these points against such a skilled group of Vulcans.
Definitely not. Not this close in the game. They need all the help they can get.
That's right. That's like missing free throws. Here is Hurley to serve. 5-4. What was your percentage from the line last year?
I think like 60%. I need to get that
up. Very respectable. Penguins now on defense. Oh, good block by Stocking in the front row. Now they set it up over to the left side by Ramsey. Ramsey rams it. Oh, and it does land in. I thought it was wide left. The indication coming from Piab was that it was out. But, however, Piab's opinion doesn't count in the official game. It does count to me on some level, though. Here is the next service by Hilo. The Penguins get it off. And that one is blocked. Tipped out of bounds by the Hilos. Penguins with the point. 6-5. DU hanging very tough, having gone down 25-14 in game one. Raquel Gomes in the crowd. One of the lady basketball players for Breonna Chambers. And the ball is back in play now. Here is Rhea. Two hands over. Rhea steers it into that front right corner. And that was a veteran-looking play. Killer, 6-6.
That was a great-looking play. That looked like a play action in football. They had no idea where that was going.
That's right. And she spotted it. Oh, no. Penguins do it again. Stocking. Throws it up for the serve. And she threw it up all right. She threw up all over it and hit it too deep. 7-6. And that's not good. The Penguins, every time the Penguins get a leg up on this game, and they actually haven't gotten a leg up, every time they get close to getting a leg up, then they have the service error. We've had four so far tonight. Rhea with the slam, bumped up, stalking, and all of the Penguins collapsed into the front left corner trying to chase that one down, which exposed the entirety of the rest of the court. Killian, and that's where the ball landed. Hilo.
Just looked like a little bit of miscommunication there on the Penguins' part.
Yeah, we had six DUs in the front left corner, and that's not a good dispersion. 8-6, Hilo. Now the bump, now the set. Penguins still alive. DU! Good move there by the Penguins to follow up. Some miscommunication. The Penguins with great communication. Pittman bench, Wise in. Behind the line, Lauren Clark. 8-7, Hilo. Clark runs up on it. Great serve back row. Forward set way over to the left side. Trouble. Leilani Ramsey comes in left corner. Outside hitter Ramsey pounds one down. 9-7, Hilo.
Every time she hits it, it looks like a missile.
No kidding, Katie Swenson. Katie Swenson off the net, into the net. Hits the tape and bounces back at her. It's been some really shabby serving on the part of both squads tonight.
Definitely has not looked the best. I think they've hit the net an equal amount of times.
9-8, could be. Be interested to see the official stat sheet on the unforced service errors. Back right corner called out of play on the attempted slam by Emily Tooker. DU's tie it up at 9. Piob loves it. Piob not on the air game 2, but definitely with us in spirit, pumping the fist. Here we go, fans. Tie game. Trouble for the Hilos. Uh-oh. This could be real trouble, and somehow they keep it alive. I cannot believe that masterful save. The Hilos are so good. Oh, my goodness. And now the slam goes across, and Kubio Tenero finishes the deal. So from the best save of the night by a mile to one of the most masterful kills of the night by Kubio Tenero, 10-9. And the Vulcans really earned that point, no question about it. Here's Ramsey with another one. Ramsey at 5'9", plays very large. And here's Swingle. Swingle with a good angle. Swingle goes over to the right side from the front left corner to Hurley. Big time Pittman. Now Pittman flat-footed back row. Bumped up Vinay. Back row and Hurley, or bending down on it from Kubio Tenero. Bending down on it was Pittman. She couldn't do anything with it. The Penguins trail by 2, 11-9. And serving again is number 11, Leilani Ramsey. She gets the whistle, she throws it up, and a beautiful serve that one was. Here is the whistle blown against number 6. That's Emily Tooker, and I'm not sure what she did, except I think she may have fallen into the net. The D's get the point, 11-10. Penguins trail by only one now. Penguins roaring back. If you've ever heard a penguin roar, it's a, it's a scary sound. Hurley now with a killer at the feet of Pittman. 12-10, Killer.
Hurley is just too powerful for our liberos to catch. She's just hitting this ball extremely hard.
She really does. She has a big-time overhead. It looks like, I don't know what the move would be in, maybe in tennis or something. Just a big slam by Pat Cash, maybe. I don't know. Going old school as the Penguins dink one, and right back at him. It is blocked. Emily Tooker came in from the back row and blocked it. And now she's back behind the line, 13-10, Hilo, in game 2. On radio.dominican.edu, service error by Tooker into the net. So after Tooker in game one really brought it to the Penguins with a bunch of good serves. She has one good serve followed by one dud into the net. 13-11. Have they not changed the score? I guess not. Perhaps not. I thought Tooker stuck it in the net, and that gave the Penguins a point. But it didn't go up on the board. Hurley now comes running up, back left corner, and it's deep. And now they say it's 13-12, but am I the only guy that caught that, or am I the only one who's wrong?
I don't know. I'm with you on this. I have no idea what they're not 13-12.
Catching. 13-12. I thought the point by Tooker into the net gave one to the Penguins. Four touches. No, I thought it was four. But somehow the Penguins, after it was touched by Hilo four times, one of those was a dig out of the net. Maybe it was only three, but the referee's got to know better than I. The Penguins could not defend, though, because once it was dug out of the net, it was played beautifully by the Vulcans. 14-12, fans. Here is Kuby Otanero to serve. Flat-footed with a line drive to Uria. Bumped up Bain. Helped over Stocking. Penguins in trouble with Hurley. Back to Rhea. Great save, Falea Lili. Back set, Swenson. Back row, Pittman off the net. Bain sets it up, Stocking. Good angle. Bumped up by Ramsey. Trouble. Oh, no! And Hurley jumped up like she was going to unleash the fury, Killian. And at the last instant, she pulled back with the off-speed delivery.
Unbelievable. She switched up. Definitely gave the little floater. Didn't want to go hard that time.
Dinked it into the middle. The Penguins weren't looking for that at all. 15-12. Game two. Penguins are down one love. And a good killer there to come back by Lauren Clark.
Lauren Clark showing that Hurley Hurley is not the only one that can hit it hard.
Yeah, good call. Clark did hit that very hard, and Stammer wanted to rotate in one, but she couldn't. She'll get Lardner in next time around. Here's Hurley. Uh-oh. Trouble. Boy, oh boy. Nobody, there's absolutely no defending that rocket attack from Hurley when she gets hops and gets the angle and catches the ball on the way down and actually uses gravity to help the speed of the thing, Killer. There is no way.
Yeah, there's definitely no way. No one wants to get in front of Hillary Hurley right now. She's definitely the person in the middle that is just wreaking havoc on our Penguin squad here. But it looks like not only is Hurley the one doing damage, so is Patricia Vinay and Kuina Kuby Otanero. Those are all players here that are giving the Penguins trouble. Not only is Leilani Ramsey serving missiles from Fife Washington, showing how the 2-5-3 does it, it is incredible how this Vulcan team is coming out right now. This Vulcan team is just showing the more intense, more team cooperative movement right now, and it's showing at the scoreboard as they're leading by three.
You are listening to NC2A Volleyball from the radio, home of the Penguins radio, .dominican.edu. Stuart Horn, Killian Larson, and Piob, your DU broadcasters, for tonight's event. Between games two and three, Piob's going to have a lot of good information about DU athletics, about upcoming events, and a bunch of stuff about the Vulcans. So aloha to those of you, and mahalo listening in the island, 16-13. We are very happy you joined us tonight. Ball underway. After the serve by Shauna Kaora, who entered the game, the 5-foot Shauna Kaora. Her first minutes tonight out of Honolulu. And the Penguins with the point after the first serve in from Shauna Kaora. Now the Penguins on offense. Rhea unleashes one right at the right shoulder of Leilani Ramsey. Ramsey couldn't do anything with it as Kaora comes in. Killian.
She's showing, Rhea showing how Long Beach does it down there.
All right then. Rhea out of Long Beach. What is that? What is that area code? 310 or something?
It beats me. I'm not from here.
I don't know. Now the Penguins launch one into the fourth row of the grandstand, and it's played by a fan, and it's in. And I think the Penguins should get the point there, but they're not going to. 17-15. That was obviously a DU fan. He got it back over the net. It was a nice play.
Good support there.
Good form. 17-15, fans. Penguins trailing. Patricia Vinay out of Monterrey, Mexico. And she is one of the strongest servers we've ever seen in the Conlin Center. This one helped across. Boy, that looked like the Penguins got away with a spoon. Got a long hold there on the whack. across now. Otaneru lets it fly. Swingle sets. Rhea back row. And a good attempted save by Vinay.
Falalele. Rhea Falalele is just killing it out there right now. She's keeping the Penguins in this game.
Yeah, and that's typical of her play. 17-16. Falalele. Oh, brother, just over the net. Penguins with a great serve. Now it's back alive. Stocking over to Swingle. Now Rhea, back row, bumped up. Here's Rhea, gets the set. Here's Swingle, back set. Oh, and the Penguins are right there. Somebody fell into the net. Four touches on the part of DU. And the point to the Vulcans, 18-16. That was a great save by Kubi Otaneru. Oh, boy, she is something. That Kubi Otaneru is so athletic. Here's Swenson with the service. Penguins into the net. And Hannah Stocking, Killian, just mistimed that one.
Yeah, she definitely did. She did not look like she timed that well or got a good hit on the ball. Looked like flat-handed.
19-16, fans. Penguins trail in game two. Down 25-14 in game one. So they've already improved upon that mark. This one's off the tape. Into the net. Penguins dig it out. Good job by Bain. Pittman helps it over. Hilo now on offense. Trouble. Oh, misplay by Leilani Ramsey. She ran in on it, took her eye off it, Killer. And Ramsey with a very uncharacteristic miss.
Yeah, that definitely was uncharacteristic for her.
19-17 from the Conlon Center on radio.dominican.edu. Here we go, fans. Ball's underway. Oh, brother. Kubi Otaneru unleashes one and hits Sarah Bain in the chest. Bain had no time to react, and that was so high in the arms. It actually hit her, I think, right in the chest. I don't think it even got arms. 20-17. Here's the next serve by Leilani Ramsey. Throws it up 15 feet above her head. A great fielding job by Rhea. Into the back row, and Falalele ran up on it, Killer, and that one she killed deep, and that was nowhere near being in bounds. 21-17. NC2A volleyball from the Conlon Center, where our AD is Terry Toomey. Here we go, fans. 20 minutes to 8 in California on the good old west coast of the USA. Back row. Penguins keep it alive. Into the front row. Now over to Hurley. Hurley unleashes another bomb. Missile attack into the back row. Point Hilo. 22-17. Rotation in now. Lardner in place of Bain.
Hillary Hurley's like old faithful. She's always old, reliable, and just gets the job done.
Yeah, you're right. You are absolutely. You want to go to her as often as possible.
Definitely.
22-17. Here we go, fans. Good serve by Hilo. Bumped up, Leilani Ramsey. Over to the left side, Kubi Otaneru. She gets blocked by the Penguins. Here's Hurley softly. Lardner bump. Set. Right side, Rhea. Ooh, and Rhea got away with one there. She had her hand on the ball for a very, very long time. And it didn't really matter because Hillary Lucy Hurley, once again the 6'2" junior out of Anderson, California, though she plays for Hilo, pounds that one, and it ends up into the 15th row of the grandstand. It bounced off the blockers for the Penguins so high up into the grandstands. That's how much it had on it. 23-17, fans. Here we go. Next serve by Ramsey. Over to Lardner. Lardner into the back row. Good move there. Hilo's there, of course. Lardner dives for it, lets it go out of bounds. It's wide. 23-18. The Penguins hanging very tough, Killian.
Yes, definitely. They're in there. They just need to get a good run going. Need their motivation up.
Now it's 23-17. There we go. Now they changed it. I know I didn't miss that one. I don't think I missed the one in game one either. No, it was game two, but whatever it was, I know I didn't miss that one either. This one goes way out off the left side. The Penguins get this one as Hilo has coughed up a pair in a row, 23-19. Here's the service by Rhea. Hurley softly. Bumped up Lardner. Penguins are kind of getting hip to that off-speed move by Hurley. And the Penguins pick up four in a row, Killian. 23-20 red zone. See if the D's can pull off a tremendous comeback. Boy, this would be, they are poised for a big-time comeback. Oh, back left corner by Rhea. Hilo lets it fall, and it is in. 23-21. The D's are right there. Rhea to serve again. Oh, what a serve that was. Hurley with a bump. Back set. Cubio Tenero. Oh, the DU's pull another one. Killian 23-22.
Wow, they must have heard me or something because Rhea is delivering points left and right. It is unbelievable. The Penguins are just on a killing streak right now. Vulcans had to call a timeout because they don't know what they're doing. All of a sudden, the momentum is swinging to the Penguins. The Collins Center here is just rocking. The crowd is getting into it. Players are getting hyped up. As I was talking about Old Faithful with Hurley Hurley, the Vulcans haven't got her the ball. That is why they are not scoring at will anymore. Rhea Pelea-Lili is killing it. She's just serving left and right and just delivering points. It is unbelievable right now. She's definitely showing how Long Beach plays volleyball. If I was to recruit anyone, Gail Stammer, if you're listening, go to Long Beach every year and pick up girls like Rhea Pelea-Lili. She is getting the job done right now.
Well, Killian, I can tell you, considering the fact that I'm looking at Coach Stammer, I'm pretty sure she's not listening to us right now because she is coaching this one.
Well, maybe she'll hear this.
But
in
maybe
the
she'll hear that. That's right. The podcast, as usual, fans, will be available within 24 hours on radio.dominican.edu, our official website. Stuart Horn and Killian Larson, game two continues. 23-22, left side Hurley. A good block by Rhea. Bumped up Swingle. Right side Stocking to tie the game. No, it's still alive. Over to the left side, they're going to keep going to Hurley. They're looking for Hurley. Left and right, and the Penguins block it again. Here's Hurley, third time on goal. In. You give Hurley three chances, killer. Yeah. And that's a too many.
That was way too many. I guess the Vulcans turned me on their timeout, and they started giving to Hurley left and right.
24-22. Are you taking credit for the Helos' success?
Of course I am. I have to.
How dare you? Point. Let's see. This is game point in game two. 24-22. Here we go, fans. The next serve by Brianna Boyce. She's out of Fresno, Texas. This one goes to Hurley, and the game ends with Hurley and another killer. And that is something that the fans got to be getting used to by now.
Definitely. Hurley is just unbelievable right now. She's Old Faithful, going back, just destroying the Penguins right now.
Hey, you're right. 24, sorry, fans, 25-22. And now we have a break in the action. So I am going to turn the mic over to Piob and Killer. Nope, you guys are going to do this. And I will be back in a few minutes, fans, for game three. You are listening to NC2A Volleyball Penguin Style from Dominican University of California, radio.dominican.edu. Killer?
No, it definitely has shown that the Vulcans are the team to beat. The record has shown that why they are 8-3, looking to be 9-3 after moving on. They have 2-0 set. It just looks like no one can stop Hillary Hurley. She definitely looks like the person to beat, destroying the competition. She's Old Faithful, hitting the ball extremely hard. But not only her, Emily Tooker and Leilani Ramsey are showing why the Vulcans are so good. Leilani Ramsey just hitting the ball extremely hard. I couldn't defend this, and I'm a center on the basketball team. I'm supposed to block things. There's no way I could block Leilani's shot. What do you think about that, Piob?
Yeah, Leilani's shot is incredibly, incredibly tough to do. I mean, I know Killer is about 6'10", and he can't block that stuff. I'm only 5'4", and I can't even touch that ball, so it's pretty intense.
She's going to take one of our heads off if we continue to talk about this.
Yeah, she probably will, but it doesn't matter. They're doing intense hits on the ball for everyone on the team, Killer.
No, definitely. I'm scared to go against Hillary Hurley. If I had to line up against her, I would not want to. I can see why she's hitting that ball to the ground.
Yeah, and, well, you got to love the effort from our Lady Penguins to keep this game close. I love the effort from Pelea-Lili, Hannah Stocking, and Lauren Clark-Killian. These guys are doing extremely well on the court, diving for balls, jumping up and down, doing what they do to keep their swagger on.
Definitely, Piob. Rhea Pelea-Lili kept the Penguins into this game. She had a seven to eight point streak right there that gave the Penguins a close match. I mean, she's keeping it in. Hannah Jo is hitting the ball hard. And even Ashlyn Pittman getting Roberto setting it up for all the Penguins to do the attack.
And you also got to love Melissa Wise. Yes, I know she's a basketball player, but she's wisely all over the place. Running for balls, jumping for balls. She shows the energy for this squad.
Definitely, and you can't give any love to Brooke Swingle. She's definitely keeping it up there. She's setting it up, giving the assist to all the teams. She's definitely doing a good job as a DU Penguin. But not only with her, she just, no one can stop Hillary Hurley. I don't mean to be on her a lot, but she is doing amazing right now. You cannot stop her.
Yeah, you cannot stop that lady, but you Coach Reyes seems very frustrated off the bench because of the mental errors that the Vulcans have been doing to keep the Penguins alive in this game, because they swept these Penguins easily by having double-digit leads. But so far, this game has been close by the Vulcans and Lady Penguins.
Definitely. As we're looking right now, the unforced errors on the attacks as a team is 11 errors. That is a big amount. Those are a lot of set errors, setting it up into the net that they need to fix in order to blow out the Penguins like they did earlier.
Yeah, you got to love the veteran leadership also from Brooke Swingle. She has been doing this for the Lady Penguins for 4 years, showing the freshmen where to go and showing a lot of encouragement. You gotta love the veteran leadership that she's been doing. It's like Killian Larson on the basketball team, showing encouragement to his young, to the young squad he has right now.
Thank you, I appreciate that. But not only the one that's going unheard right now that I believe that needs to get a point out is for Hawaii Hilo, Katie Swenson. She has 23 assists already after two matches. She has more than the whole Dominican Penguin team just by herself. So that's unbelievable. We haven't talked about her a lot, but Katie Swenson's getting the job done.
Yeah, but how about the 5-foot freshman, the 5-foot senior, I'm sorry, they have for the Vulcans, Shauna Keura from Honolulu. She's 5 foot, seems to be the Muggsy Bogues of the league, showing energy, jumping up and down, and doing that dance she always has when she serves the ball. She's got hops for a 5-footer, sir.
Not only, yeah, definitely has hops for that. And you got to look at Patricia Vinay. She has 16 digs, getting on the floor, getting her body out. She's definitely keeping this Vulcan team alive, and it's showing as the scoreboard goes on.
Yeah, and speaking of Vinay, that Mexican-American serve that she does is confusing the Penguins lately. You have to love how she jumps for that ball and how she tosses that ball really high up in the air and delivering a missile to the Penguins.
Definitely, but to give this love to our Penguins, Hannah Stocking, she has 7 kills. Right behind her, Rhea Falele, 6 kills. The two freshmen phenom are definitely trying to keep this Lady Penguin team involved and trying to get a match win here.
Yeah, both of those freshmen are capable of getting double-digit kills for today's game. It's incredible. Freshmen having that kind of success in NC2A volleyball, incredible.
Definitely. And now let's look at our assists. Sarah Bain, Brooke Swingle, 9 assists, 7 assists. They definitely got to keep this up in order to give our Penguins a chance at the win here.
Yeah, you got to love the effort from the sophomore, Sarah Bain. She's all over the place, and she's showing how she does from Aloha, Oregon. And she's saying aloha to these Hawaiian squad, because she knows what she's doing, digging the balls out of the ground after the missiles that Ramsey, Kuvi Utsunora, and Hurley have been doing to this squad.
Not only that, though, but digging, as we're on that topic, Ashley Pittman, she has 9 digs. She's selling her body out more than anyone else. She's getting down there for the Penguins and doing it all.
Yeah, she's been doing a lot for that squad. But also Melissa Wash, I seen her getting taped up on the sideline because of that broken hand she suffered from. But she's been playing well. You gotta love the effort that these ladies Penguins have been doing. Yeah, they've been down double digits in the last 4 games. Recently when playing the Vulcans, but right now after watching game 2, it seems like they have a big chance to win this game in game 3.
They definitely do. They just need to come out with more energy and more confidence, because as I look at the Collins Center right now, the Vulcans are confident. They're coming out, they're ready to play this third match, but as it's looking, the Penguins are just a little lackadaisic, maybe. I don't know what to say, but just they need to bring up their energy like they did in the second set. Because when they were doing that, they were starting to kill it. They gave Vulcans a scare.
Yeah, and also you got to give credit to this Conlin Center crowd. The Penguin Pit has been scaring the Vulcans away lately in game 2. It was about 25-22, a very close game that the Penguins almost pulled off a victory, one of the most amazing comebacks in volleyball history.
Definitely. If that would have happened, I would have been screaming, shouting. It would have been crazy.
Yeah, everyone would love to see a 6'10" player on their feet cheering for this squad. You gotta love how Killian Larson is very energetic in his first game.
Well, I'm trying. I'm doing the best I can here with Stu's help and your help, Hiob. I'm loving it right now.
Yeah, well, the Penguins need help to come back to this game. Maybe you can help them out by just showing more energy out here, Killian.
Oh, I'll definitely be screaming here. I'll be the biggest fan they got. I'm gonna be soon up in a cheerleading outfit. Well, maybe not that far. Yeah. But I'll go give it out all I can.
Yeah, maybe you can put on that Penguin chili suit, Killer.
I don't think it would fit me. That thing, I heard that thing smells and it's hot, and I'm just not really going into that.
Yeah, let's not, because we need these Penguin players to get hot to stop the rallying from the Vulcans. They do not want to be swept six times against these Lady Vulcans. That's going to be a very, very disappointing loss, especially for the fans that showed up in the Conlon Center.
Definitely. Hopefully, Gale Stammer will win the locker room and put a chip on these shoulders of these players in order for them to get going and in order to bring back one of the biggest comebacks the Penguins have seen this year.
Yeah, if they do this, there's going to be the huge, huge upset towards Hawaii Hilo, because this is a very, very big team. They have 2 6-footers, and they also got about 5 people on this squad, or there's about 5'10 and up. It's incredible. You got to love how this squad is very small, but they're playing very scrappy volleyball.
Definitely. It matches. It's two different styles here. You have the Vulcans, all about power, hard hitting, and our Lady Penguins, more of a finesse team, trying to float it over. Maybe, who knows, maybe the tide will turn and power will pay off, and maybe our Penguins will pick up that power and just start serving it. It's like Halley's Comet. You see it once in a blue moon, maybe this will be our time to see Halley's Comet.
Yeah, it may be, and especially with the help of the veteran leadership from Brooke Swingle and Kayla Morphew. Can you see Halley's Comet today with a Penguin victory? You got to love how these Penguins are playing, because... Oh, I'm sorry, Kayla, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. You finish. I was on top of you. Go ahead, finish.
No, because especially with Stuart Horn coming back in the studio, you got to love Halley's Comet. Here comes Stuart Horn.
Stuart Horn setting up, getting ready to sit on the chair here. As we were talking about Halley's Comet, though, we got to love the leadership from Brooke Swingle and Kayla Morphew. They got to lead this team. There are generals on the floor. The freshmen will follow these two leaders. If they say pick it up, the freshmen are going to pick it up. Rhea Falealili and Hannah Stocking, the Phenoms, will bring it up for the Penguins. But as the Vulcans come into the game, they're starting to come out, getting ready. And what do you think about this, Stuart? What do you think the outcome will be for this third match?
Well, let's put it this way. There's no question that 5 games in a row has a way of telling a story. And the Hilos are extremely skilled. The D's are playing pretty well, though. The D's are definitely playing very well. It's just the Hilo's just a little tough on them, and there's no question about it. So to answer you honestly, my friend, I think the Penguins have a very tough row to hoe. Now, that's not to say they can't win this third game. No question about it. I mean, they were very close there, 25-22, the final in game 2. So certainly they could come up and perhaps win this game. However, out in the lobby, I was listening to some of the parents from Hilo, and they were all talking about how Hillary Hurley is really on her game tonight. And I got to believe, Hurley was on her game last night, too. And I got to believe that Hurley's on her game. That's going to make it even more difficult for the Penguins. Penguins in their second year in the NC2A. Winless in conference so far. Penguins have some things to overcome, like confidence issues. They have no wins in conference yet. Conversely, Hawaii is 2-1 in conference. And they've got a ton of confidence. Here we go with Game 3, fans. Penguins off to our left. Piab will be the color guy in Game 3. Hurley unleashes a fury, and the Penguins are right there to block it. This one to Hurley. She fists it over. So the right-handed punch job over to Rhea. Rhea tries to finish in Game 1. Can't get it going. Hurley does so into the back row off of the buckling Bane, 1-0 Hilo.
There goes another tattoo for Hillary Hurley, just hurling those tattoos in there for the Penguins.
Here we go, fans. Emily Tooker to serve. Unleashes a good one. Into the back row. Over to the right side. Oh, and Rhea with the fake dink. Rhea ran up on it like she was going to slam it hard, and at the last second just dinked it over. Into the middle row. One up, Rhea to serve, as she retreats 5 feet to the right of the middle row. Gets off a good one, a poor leave, and that put the Penguins, Kayla Morphew, in perfect position in the center of the front row to put it down at a very sharp angle, 2-1. And the Penguins lead here in Game 3. Penguins have a lot to overcome here in Game 3 if they want to win. Rachel Thornquist now, with a very sharp angle down. The attacking killer, 2 up. Service now by Kobe Otoneru, who has had a beautiful night tonight against the Penguins. Oh, what a serve. Otanero. There are three or four players on this Hilo team that can serve so beautifully that 50, well over 50% of them are winners. Three or four players. 3-2, Hilo. Otanero. She has been tough on the Penguins all night, and here she's not so tough on the Penguins as she dumps it in the net. It makes it kind of easy on the DU's 3-up.
Yeah, sometimes laser beam serves like that are kind of a kind of missile launcher that you can't want to see by Kubi Otanero.
It's very low margin of error on a serve like that with such a line drive. Here's Hurley, and Hurley sends this one into the parking lot. And Hilo with the winner from Hurley. Hit it so hard. 4-3, though they haven't changed it on the board. Still have not changed it. There we go, 4-3. Hilo. Hurley with a serve. Bumped by Rhea. Set by Bain. Knocked over by Stocking. Two-touch Stocking on the way. Up on her feet, Stammer. She's got a word for the front row. Check it, that wasn't Stocking. That was Lauren Clark. 5-3, Hilo. Game three, Penguins must-win situation. Down in three last night. Forward set, Rhea. Off the tape, drops. Falealili with a break as she went for the killer, and it rolled off the top of the tape. Piop, 5-4.
Yeah, luckily that ball hit the net, because if it didn't hit the net, then the Vulcans could have saved that ball.
Here's Swingle. Diving for it is Otanero. Weird angle there off the hand of Thornquist. She shanked it out of bounds, and the Penguins bring it back to 5-all.
Yeah, that almost hit a baby in the stands, dude. You got to take sure that the babies are okay.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe we should issue helmets on the way in. 5-up. And the Penguins have a chance to go ahead for the second time in this game. They led by a score of 2-1 very early. However, a good move there by Otanero, and that puts the Hilos back up by 1. 6-5 for the Vulcans, visiting from University of Hawaii and Hilo. Stuart Horn and Piob, game three. Killian in game two did a masterful job. His maiden voyage at the microphone. Here we go, fans. Patricia Vinay with a great serve. She is perhaps the best server in the house, as the Penguins with a killer and the Penguins with a point, and it's 6-up.
Yeah, Vinay must have had like an excellent serve, but the Penguins had an excellent kill there.
Stocking the 5-10er. Let's one loose. Otanero backing up on it. Into the hands. Very high in the hands of Brooke Swingle, the 5'10 senior. And that drops at Swingle's feet. She couldn't do anything with it. 7-6. Katie Swenson, the 5'9 senior, to serve for Hilo, the lefty. Side spinning. Set up. Penguins on offense. Penguins with a point. 7-up. Piob is drinking one right now. 7-all, fans. Lauren Clark to serve for the DUs. The 5'11 freshman. Penguins with a lot of freshmen on the squad. Gets off a good one. Into the back row. To Hurley. Down with a ton on it, almost to the ceiling. Set up to Rhea. That's just what the Penguins want. Tipped out off of Otanero. Oh, and they give the point to the Penguins. It was wide of the antenna. 8-7, Hila.
Yeah, we need a measuring stick out here, Stu, because that was very close.
Well, it was right there in front of the number one referee, Ralph Fernandez. He called it immediately, 8-7, Vulcans. Penguins now on defense. Now they move it around to offense. Hilo on defense and hits the floor, and Falealili registers another killer.
Yeah, she made up for that last kill. That was right towards the feet of Hillary Hurley. She tucked that one.
8-all, fans. I didn't know if you were done with your sentence, my friend. 8-all, Bain to serve. She runs up on it. A very nice serve. Very high in the arms now of Ramsey. Hurley. Hurley lets one loose. Over to Rhea again. The Penguins dink softly. Diving in on it, though. Katie Swenson was ready for it. And this one just came off the front row off of Kayla Morphew. And then it shot off of Morphew's left shoulder. Over toward Rhea Falealili as the Penguins will rotate Lardner in place of Bain. And as it went toward Falealili, she couldn't do anything with it. Because if it came off, came off of the shoulder of Kayla Morphew, it actually seemed as if it picked up speed. Morphew now helps it over after the bump by Swingle. Now the Penguins on defense. Oh, I thought it was a pancake save by Pittman diving in on it, but The indication was it hit the floor. Penguins went down 25-14 in game one, 25-22 in game two, 10-8 currently in game three. Is a must win for the Penguins. Saved by Pittman. Left side stocking. Overhead. Oh, it's called in after it was let fall by Tooker. Oh, that's sweet for the D is. Penguins score a big one there. That could have really hurt the momentum for the Penguins to lose that one. 10-9 as the case. Maybe here is Rhea. Back right corner. Bumped over to Swanson. Hurley. Front row. Pittman. Bumped up. Swingle. Left side Rhea softly. Diving in on it. Uh-oh. And the Penguins collapsed again. Front left corner. Left the entirety of the court wide open there, Piob. And that left a huge gap for Vinay to take it.
Yeah, the Penguins need to play better. They don't want this game to get out of hand. And there's Coach Tino Reyes frustrated about the defense that the Vulcans are playing.
He rips Otanero and puts Brianna Boyce back in there. Boyce had a little playing time in game two, 11-9. Running up on it, Boyce. Lets it fly, bumps to Pittman. Left side stalking softly, diving in on it. And really nice coverage on the part of the Helos. And that's a big difference is the next killer is put away by Hilo. 12-9.
We're hitting the red. Where? Here?
And this one's dropped in, 12-9.
That was an incredible kill, but however, the score has changed, 12-10, Vulcans lead.
See how our whole rhythm gets thrown off when somebody approaches us? 12-10. You just got to field those, and I don't know what to do. Now it's up in the net, up in the ceiling, I should say. Pittman diving back toward the foyer here at the Conlin Center, and she could not handle that one as she was running backward at full speed. 13-10, and a timeout has been called by the Penguins. You're listening to Penguin Volleyball on radio.dominican.edu. You are watching it on b2livetv.com. I want to give a shout out to our normal partner, Hunter Horenstein. He's a little under the weather tonight. Hunter, hope you're listening. Hope you're watching. Hope you're feeling better. And that you are back real soon, our next broadcast, fans, Monday night. This Monday, two nights from now, Hunter hopefully will be back with Piob and myself. 5 o'clock, side out, BYU, Hawaii in the house. That'll be Monday night. But for now, 13-10, timeout call by the Penguins, and the Penguins must win this game three.
Yeah, Ashley Pittman was running so hard that she almost hurt herself running against the running almost to that brick wall that the Conlin Center has. So far, she didn't even hit the padding, but so far she looks okay, and it seems like the Vulcans are ready to play, Penguins are ready to play, and Stuart Horn is ready to save.
Yes, sir, you are absolutely right. 13-10, DU trailing. And Hillary Lucy Hurley, the 6'2" junior, who's just been bringing it tonight to the Penguins, unleashes a nice serve. She goes front row swingle, back set, and a killer put away by Lauren Clark. Good angle, Clark. Clark jumped up on it, had a great angle, and unleashed the power there. 13-11. Lardner out, stocking back in. Swingle to serve. And this one is called out as Swingle lets one float. Gail Stammer, in her first season, the head coach for the Penguins, is assisted by John Engstrom and Katie Nelson, and also assisted by Laurel Grand, one of the great Penguins of DU volleyball past. 14-11. Here's Patricia Vinay. Gets one off. Over to the left side. Bain digs it out of the net again. Still alive. Here's Rhea. Penguins on defense now. Trouble. Tooker. Check it. That was Ramsey. Bumped up. Oh, helped across. Penguins on it. Swingle. Rhea gets into the back row. Still alive. Swenson slammed across, hits the antenna, and the point will go the way of the mighty Dominicans.
Yeah, that's the breaks that the Penguins need to catch in order to stay against these games and probably win game three here against the Vulcans.
14-12. DU's hanging tough in game three. Back set over to Hurley. And this one's called in the back right corner, fans. 15-12 as the Helos pick up another one. Side out, Swenson will serve, the 5'9 senior. She's listed as the setter, the lefty. And the serve is good into the back row. Fielded cleanly, Rhea bumped up, helped over by Stocking. Now the Penguins on defense, unleashing it is Brianna Boyce, a little bit deep. And the DUs creep ever closer. 15-13, a two-point game. Penguins trailing as Lauren Clark bounces it four or five times. Throws it up, runs up on it from the center line. Into the back row. Uh-oh, trouble. And Leilani Ramsey makes up for the last play by issuing an absolute bullet to the DU, 16-13.
Yeah, she sent that one to the parking lot, Stu. That was a huge missile. That almost hurt me.
Ramsey serving with that bunker buster. And here's the next serve fielded by Luria, helped over by Morphew. Not much on it. Morphew is way out of position. Well, just off balance. Not so much out of position. Stocking now delivers a good one. Fielded cleanly by the Helos. Over to Hurley. And Hurley does what Hurley does. 17-13 as Hurley with the open-handed shotgun blast. Ramsey to serve again. She's out of Milton, Washington. Not Hunter Milton Horenstein. That's a different Milton. And the killer, delivered by Rhea Falealili, gives the Penguins that point, 17-14. That's right, Milton Washington. And did you know that Hunter Horenstein's middle name is Milton?
Wow, that's pretty
Most of you fans knew that, though, because we talk about it on the air quite a bit. I think he was named after his grandfather, if I'm not sure. That Milton part, anyway. I don't know about the Hunter part. Now helping it over is Hurley. And Hurley just barely softs it over. Just a soft little dink job, and the Penguins were not expecting that. They all backed up on it, Piab, as if to get out of the way of a big bomb coming at them at 100-plus miles an hour. And then Hurley just dinked it in there about 2 miles an hour, very softly, barely cleared the net. 18-14. And now the 5-foot Shauna Kiora comes in with a nice serve. Kiora with the runner. Man, that was athletic. And attacking was Stocking. However, she attacked a little bit late as the ball had fallen a little too far for the attack, and she knocks it into the net. 19-14, fans. Here's Kiora to serve again. Her third serve of the night. It's a good serve there. Pittman with the bump. Back set bang. Falealili dink. Forward set. Uh-oh. Hurley, trouble. Set up. Oh, set up over to Rhea. Now she gets a big one, but it's saved by Kiora. Here's Hurley. Shotgun. Dead. 20-14 red zone Hilo.
Check out the energy that the five-footer's been doing. Rhea Falealili's been delivering missiles, and she just takes it and has a big dig.
Kiora runs up on it. Kiora into the net. Kiora, 5 foot tall Division II player. And that you don't see too often.
Yeah, she's the Muggsy Bogues of the league, Stu.
Yeah, well, that's a good call because on the same team you've got Hillary Lucy Hurley at 6 foot two. She's 14 inches taller. But Kiora can play. And that kill shot by Hilo, and they are creeping ever closer as Coach Reyes is back up on his feet. University of Hawaii at Hilo in the house tonight, fans, the Vulcans, 2-1 in conference, including that win last night over the DUs in conference, 21-15. And the Penguins unleash a good one, but somehow it's saved by Hilo. Hilo not only very adept on offense, but also a tremendously gifted defensive team. And once they get those great saves, they put themselves in position for the win, which they did there, 22-15. Here is the serve by Boyce. Boyce serves it to the Penguin girls. And the Penguin girls can't handle it off of the hands of Boyce. 23-15, fans, as Stammers back up for the timeout. And it's getting very, very late, Piab.
Yeah, it seems like the Penguins' energy is just collapsing and the Vulcans' confidence is rising, especially with the check-in of Shauna Kaura, the 5-foot senior, just showing the energy that Muggsy Bogues did when he was played for the Warriors. Just a ton of energy to keep this team alive and make sure that the Penguins die. But Coach Gail Stammer calls a timeout to make sure that the Penguins are still alive in order to stay in this game. I love the energy that the Penguins are showing, but you have to stop the Vulcans' energy from rising, especially with the 5-foot Kaora checking in. And apparently, Kubi Utsunora has been checked out for the 5-foot senior in Kaora.
Yeah, Kubi Utsunora has, Otanero, I should say, has put her sweat jacket on. So you may be right. She may be done. And considering the fact that it's 23-15 in game three, it's very highly likely. Here is the next serve by Boyce. She serves a good one. Bain over to Stocking. Tipped off the front row. And the point goes to the DUs, 23-16. Penguins are going to hang as tough as they can as it is getting very late as Lauren Clark has re-entered the game in place of Kayla Morphew. Here's a serve by Pittman. Back row, Boyce goes after it with Kaiora, and the killer is put down by Thornquist, and we have match point coming up.
Huge kill by Thornquist. That just hit one of the Lady Penguins right on the hands, and it just dropped on the ground.
24-16, fans, match point. And wouldn't you know it, Hurley to serve, and Hurley puts it in the net. I would have thought that Hurley would have at least gotten it over the net. It's hard to win the match when the ball goes into the net. You have to get it over the net. At least that's what they tell me. Swingle now with a serve, gets it over to Kaiora. Right side, match point again, and Ramsey too deep. Ramsey with the long ball, 24-17.
Yeah, the Penguins are coming back, and they got the energy. Check out the bench just dancing on the sideline.
Here is Swingle. Serves it up to Kaiora. Match point number three. Hurley, high in the arms, Pittman. She gets it good. Stocking to Kaiora, bumped. Back over to the left side. Ramsey delivers a blow. Penguins there. Set up, quick set, game. As the wall goes up, and the curtain comes down after Rachel Thornquist delivers the winner, 25-18, your final in Game 3. Fans, thank you very much for listening to us tonight on radio.dominican.edu. You were treated to some great NC2A volleyball. You were treated to Killian Larson's maiden voyage at a live sporting event where he did A-plus work. As usual, P-Ob, tremendous on the mic. Stuart Horn signing off for Hunter Horenstein. Hunter will be back Monday night. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Monday night, 5 o'clock, side out, BYU in the house, radio.dominican.edu.